In Arabic, this word khashyat means to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but not fear Him because of any harm that a person expects, but fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this type of fear takes a person closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You get another type of fear. A person fears a snake, he fears a dog. This in Arabic is called khawf, but it's also translated as fear in English. So therefore in English in one word we have fear. But the fear that a person has for a snake, for a dog, for a scorpion, for something that is dangerous, that fear takes him further and further away from that thing. A person fears a thief, that he'll take all the measures to stay far away from a thief, not to get closer towards the thief. But when a person has khashyat, he has fear because of the awe and respect and the grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that type of fear takes him closer and closer and closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi brought this chapter on the virtues of crying and having that fear out of respect and greatness for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are the virtues of having this? So he brought all the hadith that explain this, or he brought some ahadith that explain this. This hadith we did last, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu qala li an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam iqra alayhi al-Qur'an. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he says that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told me, read Qur'an for me. Imagine, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, you read Qur'an for me. Qultu, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud replied, Qultu ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam iqra alayka wa alayka unzil. O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that should I recite Qur'an to you when Qur'an is being revealed to you? قَالَ إِنِّي أُحِبُّ أَنْ أَسْمَعَهُ مِنْ غَيْرِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ said that I like to hear Qur'an from somebody else. In other words, it shows us that it's permissible to listen to Qur'an from somebody else. One is we read Qur'an, but sometimes a person feels like listening to Qur'an. Sometimes you get people with beautiful voices, qurra, etc. So to sit and listen for the qira, there's no haraj, there's nothing wrong with it. Ya Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself has Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu to recite for him. فَقَرَأْتُ عَلَيْهِ سُورَةَ النِّسَاءِ So he said, I read Surah Nisa for him. حَتَّى جِئْتُ إِلَى هَذِي الْآيَةِ Until I reached this particular ayat. فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَا أُولَاءِ شَهِيدًا How will it be when we will bring from every ummat one witness? From every ummat we'll bring one witness to testify against the people. وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَا أُولَاءِ شَهِيدًا And O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will be brought against your ummah to testify against them. So then what happened? قَالَ حَسْبُكَ الْآن Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, enough for now, stop. فَالْتَفَتْتُ إِلَيْهِ فَإِذَا عَيْنَاهُ تَذْرِفَانُ So he says that I turned around to look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I turned to look at him, then I found that he was crying, he was weeping. His eyes were filled with tears. So ulama explained, why was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam filled with tears? Because when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, obviously nobody could understand Quran better than him. He was giving the tafsir and he was a living tafsir of Quran. But his mind and heart went to perhaps the severity of the day of Qiyamah, that it will be so difficult that from every nation one person will be called to testify against them. And when it came to our ummah, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, then thinking of the severity of the day of Qiyamah or the fact that there will be some people in the ummah that he will have to testify against, having shafqat and having rahmat and feeling pity for them, he began to cry. So here he's showing us that it's a good thing. And ulama explain that sometimes a person can't cry, person's heart is not such that he cries easily, then at times he should act like he's crying. For example, he's reading ayats of Jahannam, then he should act like he's crying, he's feeling sad, and he should make dua in his heart, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save me from the fire of Jahannam. Today's hadith, an Anas radiallahu anhu qala khataba Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam khutbatan ma sami'tu mithlaha qattu. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he once gave us a sermon, he delivered a sermon. Ma sami'tu minha qattu. I haven't heard a sermon like the one that he delivered. So that particular sermon he was speaking about, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave such a sermon that I haven't heard anything like that. And then in that sermon, in that particular khutbah, he said, لو تعلموا ما أعلموا لضحكتم قليلا ولبكيتم كثيرا. In another hadith it is explained that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam heard something about the Sahaba. So in other words, to just reprimand them, he told them these words. He was explaining to them, reprimanding them, cautioning them, that be careful. Like how sometimes we spend the whole evening laughing and joking and telling stories, etc. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam is cautioning Sahaba, is telling them, لو تعلمون ما أعلموا. If you people knew what I know, If you knew or you know what I know, لَطَحِكْتُمْ قَلِيلًا وَلَبَكِيْتُمْ كَثِيرًا, you will laugh very, very little. And you will cry excessively. In other words, what I know about Akhirat, about the year after, etc. If you had the same knowledge that Allah Pak has given me, then you will laugh very little. And you will cry excessively. قال فغطى أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وجوههم. Immediately, Sahaba were not like us. When they heard something like that, it shook them up. So they all covered their faces. ولهم خنين, and they began to sob. So they began to sob and they started weeping also. متفقون عليه. So this hadith also shows us that when we hear something of any hadith about Jannah, about Jahannam, then that should affect us. It shouldn't be such that a person just hears these things and it makes no impact on him. It should affect, and that khashyat, that overawing effect should reach him. So therefore we look at the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One such du'a which we try to learn is the du'a that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read on the night of Sha'ban, the 15th night of Sha'ban. This du'a also shows that khashyat and that great awe that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. The du'a that he read, we should try to learn it. So when the 15th night comes and we're not battling to learn this dua, it is a dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would recite. A'udhu bi'afwika min iqabika. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm asking you, I'm seeking your protection from your harm. In what I'm seeking your protection? In your forgiveness, in your overlooking, in your great sifat of forgiving. I'm seeking protection from in forgiveness from that punishment of yours. وَأَعُوذُ بِرِضَاكَ مِنْ سَخَتِكَ. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm seeking protection from your anger, but I'm seeking protection from your anger in your forgiveness. So in other words, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with your great and your vast forgiveness, I'm seeking protection from your anger. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْكَ. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm seeking protection from you, with you. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala zatid, such a dua can be made. Oh Allah, I'm seeking protection from you, with you. In other words, with your greatness and your grandeur and your might, with you I'm seeking protection from you. La uhsi sana'an alayk, I'm unable to praise you as you ought to be praised, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anta kama asnayta ala nafsik, you are as you have praised yourself. So can you imagine from this dua of Rasulullah s.a.w. what fear and what khashyat he had for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the night when forgiveness is being poured down grand, and a great amnesty is being granted to everyone. On that day, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is making only dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be happy with him, and he mustn't get the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhanallah, rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.